This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
All right. So, have you ever like fudged the truth a little bit just to get a reaction from somebody that you were looking for? Or did somebody ever do that to you? Because if that's the case, you are either going to love or be outraged by what we are about to talk about. I am going to hand the floor over to Kevin, who is a survivor of a new procedure that he got, apparently.
Wow.
Talk to us about what you had done.
I had laser face surgery.
Okay, no, already off to the wrong start. You did not have a surgery. You had a laser face procedure at Skin and Laser. It's not the same thing.
Well, I didn't know that, so when people asked me what I did to my face, I said, oh, I just got done with surgery. It hurts so much.
Okay. Surgery. It's not surgery.
It's not a surgery, but okay.
So apparently, Kevin has been telling people that he had facial surgery, and that's why, one, his face looks the way that it does, because he is in the recovery period right now, but also because he took a couple days off. So he was out of commission for about 5 days there. Stayed in the house.
I mean, it was a big laser procedure, for sure. They took off, like, probably layers of skin.
Layers, yeah.
Okay.
It hurts so bad.
But it's looking good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Before we get too much into this, I got a DM from one of Kevin's friends.
Okay.
And the DM was them. I don't know if they were fishing or if they were just curious as to what Kevin had done. And I told them what Kevin had done. And they said, so it wasn't surgery? I said, no, it was not surgery. And then they said, was it serious? And I go, no.
Yes, it was serious.
It wasn't serious. It was optional.
He was, the option, but like, it also wasn't something though that like is, for instance, when you had a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
That was optional.
Yeah.
It wasn't serious. Like, it wasn't like a medical condition or something like that. But the recovery was intense.
Yes, okay? For sure.
The recovery for what he had done,
it was
not
mostly
intense.
Cosmetic.
It was cosmetic. Yeah, it was on the surface.
The first day or so, you're hurting. Your skin hurts. But then after that, you're mostly taking time off and stuff to hide your face because it looks...
Exactly.
Right. So I couldn't go outside.
He has been telling people in his life, personally, that it's been way worse than the truth so that they get him dinners, send him gift cards.
Well,
hands across America for this little poor boy that had surgery on his face.
Wait. So they asked me, how are you doing? I said, oh my gosh, I'm in pain so much. So they offered to get me food. What am I to say no to free food? Okay.
How many people did this?
Like 6 or 7.
The one that I was talking to said like, yeah, like when I dropped it off at his house, he said, just leave it on the front porch.
I can't have the sun touch my face. People need to understand that. I'm very protective of my face, but may I tell... Ooh,
Kevin,
all the food was so good.
I broke my hand.
Right, well...
I had to have reconstructive surgery where they put screws into my bones to keep them together.
That would have been a perfect time.
Not a person offered to give me any kind of gift card because I never put it out there like, oh, poor me.
Well, that's your problem. I did, oh, poor me, and I got sushi, I got McDonald's, I got donuts.
You didn't need anything.
I needed it to heal.
You could have ordered it yourself.
I could, but DoorDash is expensive. Why do that when you got friends?
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel bad?
I don't, because they offered.
No,
I
just, no, they offered because you lied.
I didn't lie.
They offered you. Well, you did.
I missaid that it was a surgery instead of procedure, and that's their problem for thinking, assuming. So yes, assumed it was worse.
At the very best, I'll give you that you dabbled in misinformation.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be misinformation?
It was like... misinformation. It was misinformation. So again, do you feel bad? Because these aren't strangers, they're friends.
I mean, I do things for them. Okay?
What?
I get them stuff when they're sick. I get them a chicken noodle
you
soup.
You weren't sick.
You
didn't have a surgery either.
I was sick of being inside.
Okay.
What about this? What if the next time you do something nice for one of your friends, you find out that they lied to you?
I would be so pissed.
I would be pissed and tell me to pay back my food.
Mm.
But people don't lie.
Well, please welcome to the show on the phones right now. No, I'm just kidding.
My jaw dropped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.